Let's begin with a small exercise. Raise your hand if you like arrogant people. Just as I figured, no hands. Nobody likes a person who blows his own trumpet. I did it on my own. I'm the best. I have the most followers on social media. I'm just such an amazing person. Hearing those words may make you feel like cringing. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "La yadkhulu al-jannata man kana fi qalbihi mithqalu dharrati min kibr." No one who has the weight of a seed of arrogance in his heart will enter into paradise. That shows how abhorred arrogance is. While on the other hand, humility is a quality that everyone admires and respects. It sounds like an old-fashioned quality that has no place in modern society, in the world where people have the idea, if you got it, flaunt it. I made it on my own and I need to announce it to the world. That is the type of mentality that exists these days. But despite all of that, humility is still appreciated. In fact, it is the most admired quality, and that has been come forth from a survey by the Forbes website. So what is humility? Humility is the ability to develop an accurate picture of oneself, both your faults and your gifts. To know exactly who you are, why you are that person, to be able to thank those who have assisted you in your journey, to thank Allah Rabbul Izzah. Part of humility is to be able to acknowledge when there's mistakes, when there's wrongdoings on your own side, to be able to admit when you're wrong. And whether your boss, a parent, a friend, people will appreciate that you're willing to admit and you're not perfect and that you're working on yourself. Allah Rabbul Izzah speaks about the humble servants in the verse of Surah Furqan. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And the servants of the most merciful are those who walk on the earth easily. And when the ignorant address them harshly, they say words of peace. Ayad ibn Himar says that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَوْحَى إِلَيَّ أَن تَوَاضَعُوا. Verily Allah has revealed to me that you must be humble towards one another. La yabghi ahadun ala ahadin. That no one should oppress one another, nor should you boast over each other. There's also another narration which speaks about the virtue of humility, in which Nabi Salim said, وَمَا تَوَاذَ أَحَدٌ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. No one humbles himself for the sake of Allah, except that Allah raises that person's status. So the question then is that how does one become more humble? There are three basic steps that you could do. The first is to seek feedback, to ask people for their honest opinion, trusted people like family members, spouses, friends, colleagues. Ask them how humble do they perceive you to be? Where are your blind spots? What could you do to improve yourself? So what you can then build on that feedback that you receive. The second thing that you need to attain, or you need to focus on to gain humility, is to set aside your defensiveness. That when you ask people for feedback, they may highlight certain things and you may then be tempted to respond defensively or deny any wrongdoings or even become a bit angry at them. That is counterproductive. You need to take a moment to affirm yourself and embrace the process so that you can change and grow and understand yourself in a better way. And an important quality to build humility is to have empathy. Empathy is the key to humility. It comprises of two parts, and that is the ability to take someone else's perspective, and it is a genuine concern for the well-being of another person. So when you have empathy, you always ask yourself that, why is it that the other person's perspective may be right? Or how would I respond and treat the other person if I know that they are trying their very best? And empathy can break our pattern of self-focusedness and connect us with one another. What we need to understand is that how you do anything is how you do everything. If you're a good person to friends and mentors, but you're rude to waiters at a restaurant, that speaks directly to your character. Treat every single person that you meet like family, and it will make you a happier and better person. If you do so, you'll be amazed at how your perspective will change and how your relationships with people will grow and flourish.